The DuPont Circle Park in Washington, D.C. is a busy, crowded place. Popular restaurants and businesses around the circle attract many city residents and visitors. But few people know about the old streetcar station below the street. Braulio Agnesi is the managing director of an organization called DuPont Underground. The group wants to change the old station into a place for the arts.
So we see everything from site-specific artwork that fills the space in different ways, light and sound, or installations. Or it could be used like a traditional gallery, but also as a curved space, it also offers a chance for new kinds of performance. The DC has quite a few experimental theater groups that like to work in unusual spaces and do different kinds of production.
The system of tunnels was built in the late 1940s, but the streetcars only used it for a short time. They stopped running in the 1960s. Mr. Agnesi says the station could become a symbol of how quickly Washington is changing.
Changes in the last 5 to 10 years have been tremendous. The restaurant scene is changing, new development, new opportunities, and we think there's an opportunity to create something here that helps the city move forward.
DuPont Underground is just one example of the trend toward giving a new purpose to unused industrial sites. In New York, builders want to make a forgotten streetcar garage into a park below the street. And New York already has the popular High Line Park. It was once an old railroad path. The question is, can DuPont Underground be as successful? Bill McLeod is executive director of Historic DuPont Circle Main Streets. The group helps small businesses in the DuPont Circle area. Mr. McLeod says the underground will fill a need in the area.
I think there's definitely a need for an art space or an event space in DuPont, and I think that would be the perfect space to activate because it's actually very large. It's about 70,000 square feet, and it could be really very cool.
Another organization tried to open a group of eating places in this space 15 years ago. That food court project failed. Mr. McLeod says the group leading the new effort has a better understanding of the project. He says the group knows it will take a lot of time and money and is successfully seeking financial support. Braulio Agnesi and his co-workers hope to open the underground station to the public in the next few months. I'm Jill Robbins. Now it's your turn. Are there any underground spaces in your town that are used for the arts? Write to us in the comments section to tell us about them.